It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down to left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky. 1-0. Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam. Home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Lino's Field and Ripken Stadium in Aberdeen, Maryland. And game three of this six-game series featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones 25-33 against the 29-29 Aberdeen Ironbirds. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Brooklyn hanging on by just a run in last night's victory, a 5-4 triumph. Some impressive offensive performances. DeAndre Smith, a career-high 4 hits, drove in 2 runs, stole 2 bases. Omar De Los Santos tied a season high with 3 hits. He stole a bag and drove in a run. And then William Lugo, 2 hits, including a long home run in the 5th inning. And then Cesar Berbessi reached base 3 times, had 2 hits, and stole a pair of bags. Pitching came up big when it was needed. Yoander Suarez, a season-high tying 8 strikeouts over a career-high matching 5 innings. Quinn Brody, Brendan Hardy, Joshua Cornelli all collected holds as Benito Garcia stranded the tying and winning runs on base in the bottom of the ninth to secure the 1-run win for Brooklyn. Do have some good news to report. Brendan Hardy left that game last night with an apparent injury, 2 pitches into the 7th inning. Hardy in great spirits after the game last night and even better spirits today. He does not think he will have to spend any time on the injured list, which is wonderful news to hear. And Joshua Cornelli, who had his left leg iced up last night after getting a 104-mile-an-hour line drive off his ankle in the 8th inning, he is walking fine, went through the same pregame routine as every other relief pitcher on the roster today. So it seems that Brendan and Joshua, both who had some tough moments last night health-wise, seem to be doing well, seem to be healthy, and hopefully neither will miss any
drills. And then kind of getting a sweet spot with those drills on what I like to do, what I don't like. And so I think just it was kind of like a perfect storm with my mechanics got better and then my mentality got better at the same time. But if I feel good now. I'm in a good spot.
How do you try and find ways to keep that routine, keep that mentality in a positive place? This is such a game of failure in baseball. You fail 7 out of 10 times as a hitter. You're a Hall of Fame baseball player. How have you found ways, whether it be from your dad who was a big leaguer or other people you've spent time with around the game, that's helped you keep that, you know, even-keeled mentality and find ways to stay positive even when things aren't going your way?
Yeah, I think it's just realizing how long the season actually is, especially when you get off to a bad start. It feels like you're 0-4 and 3 or 4 straight games in a row, and you're just like, oh, I can't buy a hit. You hit them hard, and they're right at guys. It's just kind of, you really just got to realize it's such a small little part, a smart little time frame in a long, long season. And then having my dad helps a ton. Talking to him a lot helps, because everything I'm going through, he's been through at some point. And I'm lucky enough to just have someone like him to be able to like lean on. I wish he was more in person, but it helps having a guy like that.
Your dad obviously had a long, fantastic big league career, won a World Series with the Angels. What was it like growing up with your dad and being around the ballpark and being around the game so much as a youngster?
Yeah, growing up, when he was in the big leagues, I wasn't really old enough to realize what was going on. His last year was in 04. His last year was 04 in the big leagues. But a lot of it was spent in Mexico, actually. And it's a different ball game down there, but it was cool. I was kind of just like the annoying little kid in the clubhouse, but as I got older and he started coaching is when I really got really could understand what was going on in the clubhouse and stuff. And it was it's really cool to see. And I've gone down to Mexico as a player for the past. Obviously had to watch from home or watch from the hotel during the pool play rounds. But then when they went to Miami, I actually got to go down to watch them play Puerto Rico and Japan. And those games were, I don't think I've ever been to a more fun sporting event in my life, because it was, there's also obviously my dad, manager, but a lot of those players I played with or against in winter ball, and it's just, it was really cool seeing them. Like Joey Meneses has played for my dad for the past, I don't even know, like 6-7 years, and I've played with him for the past 3-4 years, and it's really cool. He finally got his chance last year in the big leagues, and my dad said he's a big leaguer since he first had him, and I've seen it firsthand, and it's just, it was ridiculous. He hadn't had a shot in the first place, and so him hitting like those home runs against USA was awesome. It gives me chills thinking about it. But the Puerto Rico and Japan game, I mean, they were one inning away from going to the championship, and I believe they would have beat USA. They already beat them once, and I just feel like that team as a whole, my dad talked about it, he was like, they just meshed right away. And but that Japan team was so talented. It was definitely something I'll never forget. I still have the ticket to the Puerto Rico game in my backpack. I'd keep it in my backpack.
That's a great little reminder of what, well, maybe next time.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to cut that Mateo Gil interview a couple of seconds short, as we are ahead of schedule tonight in Aberdeen. Trace Bright warming up on the mound, and while he does that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Alex Ramirez leads off. He is in left field. Kevin Parada is the DH in the two spot. Hitting third and playing shortstop, William Lugo. Jalen Palmer plays center field tonight. He will hit cleanup. Omar De Los Santos bats fifth in right field. Mateo Gil, our pregame guest, is in the sixth slot over at first base. Chase Estep hits seventh over at third. Drake Osborne, the catcher tonight, hits eighth. And Cesar Berbessi rounds out the order for Brooklyn, batting ninth and playing second base. Starting nine for Aberdeen, put together by their manager, Roberto Mercado. Max Wagner leads off at second. Jackson Holliday, the shortstop, in the two spot. Dylan Beavers bats third in right field. Creed Willems cleans up at first base. Anthony Bemboom, big league rehabber, batting fifth behind the plate. Toby Welk, minor league rehabber, hits sixth and left. Isaac De Leon, the seven hitter at third base. Maxwell Costas, the DH, hits eighth. And Luis Valdez rounds out the order, batting ninth in center field. Alex Ramirez will lead things off for Brooklyn in the top half of the first inning. Ramirez 0-for-4 with a walk last night, trying to snap an 0-for-16 skid at the plate. First pitch of the night from Trace Bright is high for ball one, and we are underway right on schedule at 7:05 Eastern Time. Ramirez average at 240 on the campaign as he takes a strike, and it's even at 1-1. Five home runs, 29 RBIs for Ramirez. The righty kicks the 1-1, and Ramirez swings and misses at a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Count runs to 1-2. Bright, the right-hander, making the start tonight for Aberdeen. The 1-2 pitch, and Ramirez takes up and away. It's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bright, 6'4", 199 pounds, 22 years old from Montgomery, Alabama. Won't turn 23 until October. Bright making his 12th appearance and 10th start of the season. 0-3, a 5.4 ERA, the 2-2. And Ramirez checked his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Jesse Bush. And it's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trey Jester behind the plate calling balls and strikes tonight. Bush on the bases. Bright, 27 hits allowed in 35 innings. His payoff pitch to Rami pulled foul towards the upper level of the seating bowl. And it's still 3-2. Bright, 24 walks, 53 strikeouts in 35 innings at 209 opponent batting average. The payoff pitch, and Ramirez takes the breaking ball low for ball four. So Alex Ramirez leads off the game with a walk for the second straight day. And the Cyclones with one on and nobody out in the top of the first for Kevin Parada. Parada had an RBI single, ended up being the determining RBI of the game last night. And Brooklyn's 5-4 win was 1-for-5 with that RBI single. Batting average at .250, 4 home runs and 19 ribbies. Wright sets down by his waist from the stretch pitch to Parada. Hit in the air down the right field line. Moving into foul ground is Beavers, leaping by the side fence and makes the catch, still in the field of play. A little bit of an obstructed view for us down the right field line, right in front of the right field fair foul pole. But it was Beavers who made the little bunny hop grab right in foul ground along the line. And so Parada retired for the game's first out. One on, one out for William Lugo, who hit a long home run on top of the visiting clubhouse last night. And he takes a first pitch fastball on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Lugo, 2-for-5 yesterday with a solo shot, batting average at .197, 27-for-137. The 0-1. And Lugo, a one-hop ground ball to third. Nabbed by De Leon on his second for one. Wagner back to first, double play, inning over. Well, Lugo hit it hard, but right at the third baseman. And around the horn go the Ironbirds to end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on the twin killing. At the end of a half an inning, it's Brooklyn nothing. And Aberdeen coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jeffrey Colon getting the start for Brooklyn this evening. Another quick run through the Aberdeen lineup. Wagner, Holiday, Beavers, Willems, Bemboom, and Welt, De Leon, Costas, and Valdez. The nine put together by Roberto Mercado. Colon, 6-1. 184 pounds, 23 years old, from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. Colon making his 11th appearance and ninth start, 1-3, a 5.75 ERA. Max Wagner will lead things off for the Ironbirds in the bottom of the first. And the right-hander's first pitch outside. And the count is 1-0. Wagner, 1-for-5 with a run scored in a stolen base yesterday. Four-game hitting streak coming into play tonight. Hitting at .214. 7 home runs, 20 batted in. The 1-0 is grounded foul wide a third. And it's 1-1. Colon, 50 hits allowed in 40 2/3 innings. 15 walks, 41 strikeouts, a .292 opponent average. Took the loss in his last start. Game one of Saturday's doubleheader against Greenville. Gave up 3 runs, but only 1 of the 3 were earned on 4 hits and 5 1/3 innings. The 1-1, and Wagner swings through a slider. It's 1-2. Colon, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts in that loss to the Red Sox affiliate. Colon, one outing this year against Aberdeen. That was a start on May the 3rd. One of his best performances of the season. 6 2/3 innings of 1-run, 6-hit ball. Struck out a then-season-high 7. 1-2. Wagner takes outside. It's even at 2-2. Wagner, despite the 4-game hit streak, 4 for his last 13, just 7 for his last 35. dating back to the 24th of May. The 2-2 outside. And it's full. Three balls and two strikes. Colon, fastball, cutter, slider, changeup. The usual four-pitch offering from the 23-year-old righty. Overcast skies mixed with some blue sky tonight as Wagner takes outside for ball four. So Colon, who has had some command issues the last few times out, I say issues very lightly, because Colon, known as a control specialist, has walked three in each of his last two starts, matching his season high. Jackson Holliday stepping to the plate, left-handed hitter. And the righty's first pitch is strike. Runner goes, throw down his second, kicks past Lugo, and into center field on his way to third, Wagner, and he'll be there standing. So it's 0-1 on Jackson Holliday. Max Wagner with a stolen base. That's his 17th of the year. And he'll take third on the throwing error by the catcher, Drake Osborne. So Aberdeen threatening to strike first for the first time in the series. Righty from the third base side of the mound, the 0-1. And Holliday checked his swing. Did not go on the back foot slider. And it's one ball and one strike. Holliday, 1-for-4 with an RBI last night, stole a couple of bags. The 1-1 tap behind the plate. And the count moves to 1-2. Holliday in Aberdeen hitting at .326. 5 home runs, 25 RBIs. Infield in all around for Brooklyn. Another 1-2 pitch, and Holliday couldn't hold up for strike three. Pulled the string on the changeup, and Colon has his first strikeout of the night. One away in the bottom of the first. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now it is Dylan Beavers. Homered for the second straight day last night. Was 1-for-3 as this one hit in the air to left field. Back and to his right is the left fielder Ramirez makes the catch. Tagging from third is Wagner. He'll come in to score as the throw in goes up the third baseline into foul ground. It's a sacrifice fly for Dylan Beavers. Already his sixth RBI of the series, 26th of the season. And Aberdeen has an early lead for the first time in this set. It is 1-0. Just got underneath that ball. And no real opportunity for Ramirez to get Wagner. So bases empty, two out, a run in for Aberdeen. And now the first baseman, Creed Willems. Lefty hitter takes inside for ball one. Willems, 1-for-3 with a walk last night as the DH. 7-4 his first 40 with the Ironbirds. 3 home runs, 7 runs batted in. Colon's 1-0, and Willems swings and misses. Change up down, it's one ball and one strike. Defensively behind Colon. Left to right in the outfield, Alex Ramirez, Jalen Palmer, and Omar De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, Chase Estep, William Lugo, Cesar Berbessi, and Mateo Gil, as Willems can't hit the off-speed. Actually went for a fastball that time, down at 90. It's one ball and two strikes. Drake Osborne doing the catching for Colon this evening. The 1-2, and Willems strikes out on the changeup down. So Colon works around the leadoff walk, but that walk does come around to score as Aberdeen holds a 1-0 lead. After one. One run, no hits, an error, nobody left. At the end of an inning, it is 1-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning, 1-0 Aberdeen, our score. Heart of the lineup, due up for Brooklyn in the frame. Jalen Palmer, Omar De Los Santos, Mateo Gil. The three due up. First pitch of the inning from Bright is popped a mile high in the air. Foul ground, third base side. Isaac De Leon moving to his left, still in foul territory. Squeezes it with both hands for the first out of the second inning. So one pitch and one out for Bright in the second. Brings up the right fielder, Omar De Los Santos. Omar, a season-high tying at three hits in last night's win. At three hits, an RBI, and a stolen base. Was caught stealing twice, though. And he takes outside and low for ball one. Omar, batting average up to .213. Four home runs, 20 RBIs. Bright kicks the 1-0. And De Los Santos can't hold up on the off speed at 81. It's one ball and one strike. Defensively behind Bright tonight, left to right of the outfield, Toby Welk, Luis Valdez, and Dylan Beavers. The 1-1 ripped into left field, back into his right, over the head of Welk, and one hop high off the minor league baseball signage. De Los Santos on his way to second, and he's there standing with a one-out double. First hit of the night belongs to Omar De Los Santos, a sizzling, a 106-mile-an-hour liner over the head of the left fielder, Welk. And De Los Santos with his 11th two-base hit of the year. One on, one out for Mateo Gil. That double brought to you by TD Bank. And their double-up credit card offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Now it's our pregame guest, Mateo Gil. Mateo from the right-hand side. And Bright's first pitch outside for ball one. Third to first around the infield for Aberdeen, Isaac De Leon, Jackson Holliday, Max Wagner, and Creed Willems, with the Major League rehabber Anthony Bemboom behind the plate. Gil 1-for-4 with a homer, 3 RBIs on Tuesday. Did not play last night. Out in front of the off-speed, it's 1-1. Gil in Brooklyn hitting at .213, a team-high 6 homers, 19 RBIs. Hitting .271 with a .926 OPS in his last 21 games dating back to the 18th of May. Big lead at second for Omar, the 1-1. And Gil takes a fastball strike at 89. It is 1-2. Bright, you look at his last start. That was against Asheville on Friday, went four innings, did not allow a run on one hit. Struck out 7 through only 63 pitches. His high water mark for the year is 74. The 1-2 offering, and Gil takes the breaking pitch in the dirt. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bright has not allowed a run in each of his last 2 starts, spanning 7 2/3 innings, has allowed just 1 in his last 11 2/3, going all the way back to the 28th of May. No decision in his only outing against Brooklyn on May the 5th. Gave up 3 runs in 3 2/3. A 2-2 pitch. Gil checked his swing. He went around. Catcher Bemboom will throw down to first to complete the strikeout as De Los Santos stays put at second base. 2 out. First strikeout tonight for Bright. Had 7 in his first outing against the Cyclones in May. And a man at second. 2 down for Chase Estep. Estep also had off last night. was 1-for-4 with an RBI on Tuesday. Hitting at 218, two home runs and 20 RBIs. Aberdeen a 1-0 lead in the top of the second as Estep a sharp ground ball to second, but fielded on a few hops by Wagner, jogs towards first overhand toss in time, and the side retired. Estep hit it well, 97 miles an hour, but right at the second baseman, and Omar De Los Santos' one-out double goes by the wayside in the second. No runs, a hit, one man left at the end of 1.5, still 1-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom two, Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. Fans Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the expertise and experience to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. Big League rehabber Anthony Bemboom will step up to the plate, leading off in the bottom half of the second inning. Bemboom from the left-hand side, and Cologne's first pitch misses up and away for ball one. Bemboom did not play in last night's contest. Was 0-for-2 with a walk in his first rehab game on Tuesday. The 1-0 hit sharply through the hole between first and second for a base hit. So Bemboom, with his first hit as a part of a rehab assignment. And the Ironbirds have their first hit of the night. Leadoff man on for the second straight inning on the 104-mile-an-hour ground ball single. One on and nobody out. Brings up the minor league rehabber, left fielder Toby Welk. Welk 0-for-3, walked twice on Tuesday, had off last night. 2-for-12 on his rehab with Aberdeen. Also has contributed an RBI. Cologne from the stretch. And his fastball across for a strike. It is 0-1. Welk, 6-for-26 on his rehab assignment. Originally started back on May the 30th at Single-A Delmarva. Joined Aberdeen on June the 6th. Righty fires, and Welk takes outside. It's one ball and one strike. Brooklyn tonight wearing the Navy alternates, Cyclones in gold script lettering across the chest. Gold numerals front and back with a red drop shadow. Jeffries 1-1, and Welk takes low. Two balls and one strike. Long royal blue sleeves out either end of the Navy top for Cologne. Gray pants down to the ankles. Navy piping along the side of them. Navy cap, Navy bill, with a gold interlocking BC logo on the front. All silver Nike cleats matching the pants as Welk is sharp ground ball to second, could be two. Lugo to Berbesi for one, over and toss to Gill. Had to reach out towards the right field side of the bag, but kept his back foot on the pillow. And a 6-4-3 double play erases the leadoff base hit by Bemboom. 106-mile-an-hour ground ball at Lugo. But the middle infield able to turn it. Got to give a lot of credit to the defensive work of William Lugo throughout the course of this season. Has gradually improved defensively at both third and short throughout the course of this campaign. Now Isaac De Leon, right-hander shows bunt, pulls back, and takes outside. It's 1-0. De Leon, 1-for-4, had a double and a run scored last night, hitting 168 on the season, 27-for-161, 3 home runs, 14 RBIs. The 1-0 pitch, and De Leon takes down and away. Count runs to 2-0. De Leon, just 6-4 his last 56 coming into play tonight. That's over 17 games dating back to the 23rd of May. 2-0, way outside. And De Leon ahead in the count, 3 balls and no strikes. Overcast skies right now here in Aberdeen. So blue sky trying to make its way through. Kind of a hazy look right now at the ballpark. 3-0. And a fastball down the chute for a strike. It's 3-1. 76 degrees in Aberdeen, according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 75. 6 mile per hour wind gusts to the west-southwest. 3-1. And that fastball hits the outside edge at 89. And it's full 3-2. American flag out in center, blowing ever so slightly towards left. 3-10 down the line in left here. 3-10 down the line in right. And 4-0-4 to the left and right of dead center field. Payoff pitch. And De Leon takes outside for ball four. So Colon issues his second walk of the ball game. One on and two out for the designated hitter, Maxwell Costas. Costas killed Brooklyn in his first series with the Ironbirds back in May. In that series, Costas 4-for-13, but 3 of his 4 hits were home runs and drove in 9.
Always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Got kids racing across the diamond right now on those big bouncy balls that kind of look like the workout equipment. I don't know why the name of the actual equipment is escaping my mind right now, but Drake Osborne leads off the top of the third. First pitch swinging, soft roller towards third, charging in De Leon, sidearm throw to first. Oh, what a stretch by Creed Willems, a natural catcher getting some opportunities to play at first base to get his bat in the lineup, and he makes a great play at the back end after a stellar start by De Leon at the hot corner. And for the second straight inning, Trace Bright throws one pitch, gets one out. One down in the top of the third. Brings up the second baseman, Cesar Berbessi, had 2 hits and a walk last night. Also stole a pair of bags, and he comes up empty on the first pitch. It is 0-1. Berbessi, left-handed hitter, takes up and away. It's 1-1. Cesar hitting at 229 on the season. 1 homer, 8 runs batted in. 5-4 his last 12 coming into play tonight. And he takes a called strike. It's 1-2. Aberdeen tonight again wearing the powder blue alternates. Ironbirds in white script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. The 1-2. Berbessi taps it over the mound, charging in Holiday on the infield turf. Throws to first in time to get the fleet of foot Berbessi. Two down in the inning. So a couple of ground ball outs by Bright to start the third. Brings up the top of the order, and Alex Ramirez walked and was erased on an inning-ending double play in the first. Ironbirds, long white pants down to the ankles for Bright. First pitch to Rami outside for ball one. Tritone to cap, white front panel, powder blue back panel, royal blue bill with the silver Ironbird logo on the front. As Ramirez takes outside for ball two, Bright. White and silver Nike cleats. A little bit of a powder blue hue right by the heels as Alex takes high, and it's now 3-0. Base is empty, two out, 1-0 Aberdeen as Ramirez looks at a called strike. And the count runs to 3-1. Ramirez 0-4 his last 16 and just 3-4 his last 27. The 3-1 ties him up inside, did not offer though. And from 3-0 to 3-2. Time called by Ramirez. But Bright does not move at all on the hill. Still remains by the first base side of the rubber. Hand and glove down by his waist. Ramirez ready the payoff. Pitch, fastball cut on and missed at 95. Strike three. Inning over. So Bright retires the side in order for the first time tonight. Does so on just 11 pitches. He's thrown 31. Through three. Two and a half complete, still 1-0 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom three, 1-0 Aberdeen, our score. Fans, sweet and boozy ice cream has arrived at Maimonides Park, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. Along the third base line, Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Come on down to a Cyclones game and get your sweetness on. 9-1-2 due up for Aberdeen in the bottom of the third inning. Luis Valdez will lead off, was 2-for-3 last night, walked in, stole a pair of bags, and he fouls the first pitch off. It is 0-1. Valdez hitting .412 in this homestand, 7-for-17 for Aberdeen, batting average at .190 on the year, 26-for-137. Does have a home run and 12 RBIs. The 0-1 inside, and it's even, one ball and one strike. Lights on here at the stadium, having more and more of an effect as the evening rolls along. Cologne's 1-1, and Valdez fights it off the hands. It's one ball and two strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League in the bottom half of the third inning. All 12 teams in progress tonight. Bottom of the fourth in Delaware. Wilmington a 3-1 lead on Jersey Shore. Jeffries 1-2. And Valdez takes inside. It's two balls and two strikes. Brady House, a couple of RBIs for Wilmington in that ball game. Kyle Luckum on the hill for the Blue Rocks. Bullpen game for the Blue Claws. 2-2, way inside, and hits Valdez in the foot. Cologne just choked that pitch and held on to it for too long, and as a result, his release point way lower than he anticipated and ends up grabbing Valdez in his bright white cleats. Well, that's one way to try and slow him down, by hitting him in the foot with a pitch. 31 stolen bases on the year for Valdez. One on, nobody out. Leadoff man has reached in all three frames. Back to the top of the order in Max Wagner. Walked, stole a base, and scored the game's only run on a Beavers sack fly in the first. Wagner out of Clemson. Runner goes for his pitch high. Throw down by Osborne. Tagged by Verbesi. Not in time. So Valdez, who was caught stealing for the first time all year last night, picks up another stolen bag to start a new streak. It is 0-1 on Wagner. But Valdez with stolen base number 32 in 2023. Urbesi holds on the man at second. A spin and a throwback to the bag. And Valdez back in time. Urbesi wasn't close enough to the base. Top of the second in North Carolina. Asheville laying the hurt on the dash. They have an 8-0 lead. 5 in the first, 3 in the second for Asheville. The 0-1 in the dirt. And Wagner takes low. It's 1-1. Winston-Salem already into their bullpen. Ryan Gusto making the start for Asheville tonight. Valdez, big lead at second, and Cologne steps off and looks him back. Top two in Hickory. Crawdads a 2-1 lead on Bowling Green. Abimelec Ortiz, a solo home run, his third of the year. Or Abimelec Osuna. Alejandro Osuna with a home run, his third of the year, as Wagner fouls it away 1-2. Carson Williams, a solo shot for Bowling Green, is ninth. Sandy Gaston for the Hot Rods. Larson at Kindreich making the start for the Crawdads. 1-2 on Wagner. The pitch from Cologne. Softly hit on the ground at third. Valdez, tag attempt from Estep, and a throw to first is going to be late because of the tag attempt. And no, they called Valdez out. They say Valdez obstructed with the throw from Estep, and he is called out by Jesse Bush, and Roberto Mercado sprints over from the third base coach's box to argue. Not the first time Mercado has had a problem with Bush in this series. And so Valdez is ruled out for interfering with Estep, causing the throw to first to be late. Don't see that called very often. So Wagner reaches. And there's a man at first and, one out, rather, for Jackson Holliday. Righty's first pitch, and the lefty batter takes a strike at 0-1. Holliday struck out his first time. He is 0-1 tonight. Third baseman, he step off the line and back, and a throwback to first. And Wagner back in standing. Wagner hops off the bag. The 0-1 from Cologne, and Holliday out in front of the off speed, and the count quickly jumps to 0-2. So that will go down as a fielder's choice off the bat of Wagner. The 0-2. And Holiday takes inside and low. It is one ball and two strikes. One on, one out. Bottom of the third. Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. Brooklyn, no runs, a hit, an error, one left. Aberdeen a run on, one hit, no errors, one left. 1-2 pitch. Holiday taps it left side, fielded by Estep. Overhand throw to Lugo at the bag. Throw to first on a hop, not in time. A lot of movement on that play defensively for Brooklyn, but able to get the lead runner. Wagner on the 5-6 fielder's choice. Lugo fielding that throw at second base as he was closest to the bag. And that's usually a play taken by the second baseman with the shift on. That's how it went. Holiday too much speed down the line for him to be doubled up. Now it's Dylan Beavers. Sack fly to left in the opening inning. And the lefty batter pops it in the air. Left side. Estep in foul ground. Onto the warning track. Backpedaling. Makes the catch over the shoulder. And the inning is over. So Colon strands the leadoff base runner and leaves a man aboard in the third. No runs, no hits, one man left. At the end of three, still 1-0 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
Some good pitching through three innings tonight. Just one total run on two hits. Parada, Lugo, Palmer, 2-3-4. Due up for the Cyclones in the inning. Our series continues tomorrow night. First pitch again at 7:05 Eastern. Tyler Stewart, the new number 18 prospect in the Mets organization, according to Baseball America, will get the ball. 1-0. A minor league best, 1.47 ERA. He'll go against Ryan Long, 3-3 with a 2.38 earned run average as Parada takes a strike to begin the top half of the fourth. Parada flied out to right and foul ground his first time. The 0-1 misses outside and low. It is one ball and one strike. Closing out our look around the South Atlantic League on this Thursday evening, 1-1 inside and hits Parada. Caught him at just below the knee, and KP unfazed. And the Mets' number 11 pick from last year with Chris Newell shouting down from third base, asking if he's good. And KP says, yeah, I'm good. And he'll head down to first base. Leadoff man on for the first time for Brooklyn since the opening inning. One on and nobody out. Here is William Lugo. Lugo grounded into an inning-ending double play in the first. But looking around the South Atlantic League circuit tonight, scores we haven't filled you in on. Greenville at home against Greensboro, top of the fourth inning. Drive a 3-0 lead. First pitch to William, and a fastball hits the outer half. It's 0-1. Blaze Jordan, a solo home run for Greenville, his eighth of the year. Isaac Coffey on the mound for the drive. The 0-1, and that hits Lugo. Caught him right on the elbow guard on his left arm. And back-to-back hit batters from Trace Bright begin the top of the fourth inning. Thankfully, it looked like he caught Parada on his shin guard and Lugo on his elbow guard. So if you're ever going to get hit by pitches, you want to get hit in the protective equipment. And thankfully for Brooklyn, that was the case. And each of both instances to start the inning. So two on, nobody out for the right-handed swinging Jalen Palmer. And the first pitch from Bright outside for ball one. Bright had hit only two batters in his first 35 innings this year, as plunked two in this fourth inning alone. The 1-0, and Palmer takes a strike, and it's even at 1-1. Coffey on the mound for Greenville. Braxton Ashcraft on the mound for the Grasshoppers tonight. The 1-1, and Palmer can't hold up on the pitch darting down. It is 1-2. Bottom of the second in Hudson Valley. Renegades and Rome Braves are scoreless. Zach Messenger against Luis Vargas. The 1-2 offering, and Palmer watches that drop in there for strike three. Got him on the breaking ball for Bright. That is strikeout number three on the night for him. A big out number one in the fourth inning brings up Omar De Los Santos. Has the only hit tonight for Brooklyn on a loud double to left in the second inning. First pitch to Omar, and Bright fires a strike on the outside corner. It is 0-1. Looking at the league standings, Hudson Valley a game up on Greensboro entering the night. 3.5 up on third place Jersey Shore. 4.5 up on Aberdeen, who is in fourth. Brooklyn 8.5 games back as De Los Santos golfs one into center field for a base hit. They're going to wave Parada around. Here comes the throw to the plate by Valdez. A tad bit offline, but in time to get Parada, who tried to slide around the tag. Lugo goes first to third, stopping at first De Los Santos. But Luis Valdez, who was gunned out at third base with a tying run in the ninth inning last night by center fielder Alex Ramirez, comes away with an outfield assist of his own in center field tonight. Parada runs well for a catcher, serving as the DH this evening. Needed a great throw from Valdez to get him, and that's exactly what Aberdeen got. So men at the corners, two down for Mateo Gill. Struck out his first time, runner goes. Throw down to second, not in time, runner in motion. And stealing home is William Lugo. I don't know if they forgot about Lugo at third base. Bemboom threw all the way down to try and get De Los Santos. And Wagner didn't even try and make a play to the plate. Kept the tag on De Los Santos. So a double steal works perfectly. And Brooklyn ties the game at one. For Lugo, his fifth stolen base. Omar, his 23rd. Now he breaks for third. Pitches a strike. Throw down by Bemboom. Not in time. So De Los Santos steals his way around the bases. Number 24 on the year for him. He's eight shy of the Cyclone single season record. And now Brooklyn has the tying run, rather go-ahead run, 90 feet away. One-one. Gill drives it down the right field line, racing to his left, Beavers, and it'll be out of play. It is 1-2. So Brooklyn able to use their speed to tie the game, even against a big league catcher in Bemboom. So 1-2 on Mateo. Holiday and De Leon playing very close together towards the third base line. The 1-2, and Gill flips it in the air, shallow center, but backing up the second baseman, Wagner, and he'll make the catch on the outfield turf to end the inning. But Brooklyn ties the game, a run on one hit. No errors, one left. At the end of 3.5, we're tied at one on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Bottom four, game tied at one. Heart of the lineup due up for Aberdeen in the inning. Willems, Bemboom, and Welk, the three scheduled to bat. Looking forward to being back home with my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, on Tuesday. Cyclones opening up a six-game series against the Hudson Valley Renegades. Then after, it'll be a weird setup for the two-week homestand. We'll explain in just a second. Creed Willems struck out his first time up against Cologne. That was in the opening frame. Orioles number 21 prospect swings and misses at the first pitch change. And Cologne ahead 0-1. But because minor league baseball always wants to have teams home either on July 3rd or July 4th, some weird configuring of the schedule has occurred in order to make that happen this year. As Willems takes down and in, it's 1-1. So Brooklyn will be home the normal Tuesday through Sunday against Hudson Valley next week. But then we'll be off Monday and again on Tuesday of the following week. 1-1. And Willems takes a strike. It's 1-2. And Brooklyn will open up the second leg of their homestand that following Wednesday. That'll be the 28th of June against Jersey Shore. The 1-2. And Willems grounds it towards the on-deck circle. Off to the right, it is still a ball and two strikes. And that series will go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then either after the game on Monday or very early on Tuesday before July 4th, as Willems takes inside, it's 2-2. Brooklyn will bus on down to Wilmington to start a six-game series on July the 4th. The 2-2 inside and low. Willems had to hopscotch out of the way. And it's full three balls and two strikes, almost caught him in the foot. Calm, quiet night in the All-America City. Aberdeen, Maryland, 76 degrees right now. The righty's payoff pitch, and Willems strikes out swinging. Whiffs him on the back foot slider. Jeffrey Cologne with his third strikeout of the night. At painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Here comes Anthony Bemboom, big league rehabber. Singled to right, was erased on a double play in the second. Left-handed hitter against the righty throwing Cologne. And Jeffrey hits the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Bemboom was 0-2 in two games with Baltimore back in early April. Was hitting .290 in 20 games with AAA Norfolk. The 0-1, a jam shot ground ball softly hit to first. Gill will take it to the bag himself. And he steps on the pillow for the second out. Two up, two down for Cologne in the fourth. Brings up the left fielder, Toby Welk. Welk grounded into a double play his first time up, 0-1 tonight. Former 21st round pick of the Orioles in 2019 out of Penn State Berks, a PSU subcampus. Out of Penn State in this series. And as an alum myself, I'm not complaining as Cologne takes outside. It's 1-0. You got Welk from the Berks subcampus. Kyle Verbitsky in the Aberdeen bullpen graduated from the main campus in State College, University Park. 1-0 off the plate away, 2-0. And then you have myself and the voice of the Ironbirds, Michael Marcantonini. Also Penn State Belisario, College of Communications graduate, the 2-0. Off the end of the bat to second. Backhanded by Berbessi. He'll make the play on a first. And Jeffrey Colon has his first 1-2-3 inning of the evening. Needed just 12 pitches to retire the Ironbirds in order. We are through four. Tied at one from Leidos Field on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the 8 o'clock hour, top of the fifth inning. Brooklyn and Aberdeen tied at one. Chase Estep, Drake Osborne, Cesar Berbessi. Three scheduled to bat in the inning against the right-hander Trace Bright, who is back to work. Just 46 pitches through four innings for him. And the first pitch of the frame to Estep darts outside for ball one. Chase 0 for 1 tonight. Grounded out to second in the second. 1-0. And Estep looks at a strike bottom of the zone. It's even at 1-1. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night in the top of the fifth. Curveball from Bright drops in. And it's now 1-2. A 1-2 offering. Off the plate outside, it's 2-2. But our Coney Convos trivia question of the day, tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos to chime in if you think you know the answer. The 2-2, and Estep goes fishing, comes up empty, strike three. Back foot breaking pitch from the right-hander Bright. And he has his fourth strikeout this evening. Leadoff man retired in the fifth. Brings up Drake Osborne, grounded out to third in his first at-bat. That was leading off in the third. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch from Trace. Off the plate outside, 1-0. But on this date in 1977 and in 1983, the Mets traded away and acquired two of the seven players they've retired numbers for. As Osborne takes a strike, it's 1-1. Who did they trade away in 1977? And who did they acquire in 1983? As Osborne takes a strike, it's 1-2. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. You can also always tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos anytime you want to join in on the conversation. Something we said, want to heckle me? Not as much Johnny. The 1-2, Osborne hits one in the air to center. Back goes Valdez to his left, slowing down in front of the warning track. And over the shoulder, hauls it in for the second out. So Osborne gives it a ride. 363 feet out to right center field. But a long out number two. And the top of the fifth for Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi ground out to short. He is 0 for 1 tonight. Lefty batter with a slightly open stance. The pitch from Trace. And Berbessi takes away. It is 1-0. Talking with Richie Bennis, the hitting coach the last few days. Berbessi has been working with him a lot on rotating his torso more, getting him into a hitting position faster as Berbessi takes low for ball two. And that hard work paying off over the course of the last few games. The 2-0. Berbessi swings and misses. Bat goes flying out of his hands and careens off the net to the left of Aberdeen's first base dugout. That's why we have the extended netting, folks, to prevent people from getting drilled with flying objects like that piece of lumber that sailed out of Berbessi's hand. Alex Ramirez will walk over, give Cesar some pine tar to help improve his grip. Been a lot of changes in baseball over the last number of years. That was one of the first ones that came into play after some foul balls really injured fans along either baseline, the 2-1 high, it's 3-1. Everyone complained right out of the gate how it would affect the fan experience watching the game in person as Berbessi laid on a fastball up. It is 3-2. Well, and it's one thing that you never really hear anyone complain about anymore. It's something that really doesn't impact that viewing and fan experience, luckily. The payoff pitch, and Berbessi takes high for ball four. So Cesar works a two-out walk. For Bright, that's just the second walk he has allowed tonight. And back to the top of the order, and Alex Ramirez. Rami walked in the first, struck out swinging in the third. Right-hander's first pitch, and Ramirez fouls it off the handle of the bat first base way. And it's 0-1. Rests his bat on his back shoulder. Lifts it up by his head as Bryce comes set. Throw back to first, and Berbessi dives in safely. One on, two out, top of the fifth. Brooklyn 1, Aberdeen 1. Third game of this six-game series. Each of the first two games in this set determined by a singular run. The 0-1 from Bright. And Ramirez looks at a called strike two. 91-mile-an-hour fastball away. Bright drafted by the Orioles last year out of Auburn in the SEC. Baltimore's fifth-round selection, now their number 27 prospect. The 0-2 hops off the plate. Couldn't get Ramirez to chase. It is 1-2. Bright, the newly christened number 27 prospect by Baseball America. Four-seam fastball. Also has a curveball, slider, and changeup. Throw back to first, and Berbessi dives in safely. It's real good spin on the curveball, right around 2,900 to 3,000 RPMs. Runner goes 1-2 low. Throw down by Bemboom is not in time. Berbessi slides in head first ahead of the tag by Wagner. That's number 11 on the year for Berbessi. And the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Third stolen bag in two games for Berbessi. A look towards second from Bright, the break-even pitch. Ramirez, ground ball right side, past the diving glove of Willems into right field, a base hit. Here comes Berbessi to the plate. He'll score standing up. It's an RBI single for Alex Ramirez, and Brooklyn has their first lead of the day. It is 2-1 in the top of the fifth. For Ramirez, his team leading at 30th RBI on the season. And Brooklyn in front for the first time this evening. So Berbessi's two-out stolen base after a walk helps create a run. And now looking to add on as Kevin Parada digs in. Hit by a pitch is last time up. was thrown out at the plate by Valdez, trying to score the tying run, and fouls the first pitch he sees to the screen. It is 0-1. Ramirez takes his leadoff first throw back to the bag, tagged by Willems late. Aberdeen will have the bottom third of their lineup due up against Cologne in the bottom of the fifth. Bright at the belt, the 0-1. And Parada, a high drive to right. Back goes Beavers to the warning track at the wall. He leaps and he takes away a home run from Kevin Parada. And Beavers not used every inch of his 6'6" frame. That is an opposite field two-run home run. But instead, Dylan Beavers takes away a big fly from one of the Mets' top prospects. But Brooklyn takes the lead on the RBI single to right by Alex Ramirez. Halfway through on this Thursday evening at 2-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Isaac De Leon, Maxwell Costas, Luis Valdez, the three due up against Jeffrey Cologne in the bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn a 2-1 lead. De Leon walked his first time up. And the first pitch for Jeffrey in front is outside for ball one. Brooklyn 2 runs, 3 hits an error. They have left 3. Aberdeen a run on 1 hit, no errors. They have left 2. 1-0. And De Leon, off balance, fouls it off the plate. It's 1-1. Our Coney Combos trivia question of the ball game. Already have one answer in. Jeffrey's 1-1. And De Leon takes outside for ball two, but on this date in 1977 and in 1983, the Mets traded away and acquired 2 of the 7 players they have retired numbers for. The 2-1 on the outside edge, it is 2-2. So our question is, who did they trade away in 1977 and who did they acquire in 1983? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. 2-2, De Leon reaches, grounds it up the middle, backhanded by Berbessi behind second, jump throw attempt and couldn't find the handle, and just holds on to it as De Leon legs out an infield base hit. So Isaac on base for the second time tonight. Leadoff man on for Aberdeen in the fifth brings up Maxwell Costas. Got one guess in that has one of the 2 correct answers. Got the player who was acquired on this day in 83. Still needs someone to nab who was traded 6 years earlier. Costas grounded out to third in his first at-bat. And he takes low for ball one. And we now have both correct answers filled in. We'll get you the full answer in the top half of the sixth inning. The 1-0, and Costa's a line drive off the leaping glove of Berbessi into center field for a hit. De Leon goes first to third, and the Ironbirds have the tying and go-ahead runs on. Ball gets away from the second baseman, backed up by Gill by the pitcher's mound. Throw back to third, not in time, as De Leon thought about making a break for the plate. So back-to-back base hits by the 7 and 8 hitters in Aberdeen's lineup. Have the Ironbirds in business with nobody out. Almost a great leaping grab by Berbessi, but just off the edge of his webbing. And De Leon easily able to go to third on the deflected line drive. Luis Valdez was hit by a pitch his first time up. This a ground ball to second will tie the game. On a second for one. Back to first by Lugo, not in time. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Luis Valdez. That's his 13th RBI of the year. And just like that, we are tied at two. The man at first and one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. One on and one out. Back to the top of the order. And Max Wagner. Chris Newell, the third base coach, out of the dugout. Colon at 66 pitches. Has not signaled for the bullpen, but he does as he steps over the chalk line along the third base line from foul to fair territory. And Colon's night is done after four and a third frames. New arm coming into the contest. One on, one out. Top of the lineup, two up for Aberdeen. We'll get you the name and info of the new arm when we come back. Tied at two on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
This pitching change brought to you by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. Wilkin Ramos, first arm used out of the bullpen today for Chris Newell. Ramos, 6'5", 210 pounds, 22 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, acquired by the Mets in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft this year from the Pittsburgh Pirates. He and Mateo Gill acquired it in that draft, and what a pair of finds the Mets have found in those two. First pitch of the at-bat to Wagner, and that is tapped foul into the left-handed batter's box. It is 0-1. Ramos making his 16th appearance, 3-1. A 188 ERA, 20 hits in 28 and two-thirds innings. 12 walks, 34 strikeouts, a 196 opponent batting average. Runner goes, the 0-1 outside for a strike. Throw down to second, and Valdez is out again. Was a perfect 30 for 30 on the season as of the seventh inning last night, but has now been picked off twice and caught stealing in his last three attempts, as there are two out now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Great throw by Drake Osborne to nab Valdez. The overhead wind, the 0-2, and the curveball outside. It is 1-2. Ramos picked up the win against Greenville on Sunday. Three shutout innings. A 1-2 pitch, Fastball just misses. Ramos took a few steps towards the third base dugout, but missed down and away. It is even 2-2. Ramos, three strikeouts, one hit allowed on Sunday, faced the minimum. And now that fastball outside at 96. That might be the high water mark this year for Ramos. And it's now full. The payoff delivery. Swing and a miss. Got him. Sinking fastball down. And Ramos picks up his first strikeout. Does his job as a runner caught stealing. And a man retired onto the strikeout to end the frame. But Aberdeen ties the game. A run on two hits. No errors, nobody left. At the end of five, tied at two on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
This pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Log on to BaikalAutoMall.com or visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Cameron Weston on to make his Ironbirds debut. 6'2", 215 pounds, will turn 23 in August from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Eighth round pick of the Orioles last year at the University of Michigan. And the sidearmer's first toss to Lugo is outside for ball one. Tied at two, top of the sixth inning. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. The 1-0, and Lugo, little jam shot off the end of the bat to first. Gobbled up there by Willems, who takes it to the bag himself for the first out of the sixth inning. One up and one down brings up Jalen Palmer, who has fouled out to third and struck out. Cameron Weston made one appearance with the Florida Complex League Orioles. Gave up four runs on five hits in 2 2/3 innings. That was last Friday. As Palmer takes low, 1-0. Weston started the year on the injured list, started a rehab assignment in the Complex League last week, and rejoined Aberdeen on Tuesday. As this foul to the right, it is 1-1. Weston last year pitched in five games at single-A Delmarva after being drafted, went 2-0 with a 3.180 ERA. 1-1. And Palmer takes it at the letters for a strike 1-2. Weston, eighth-round pick out of Michigan. Pitched in seven games for the Wareham Gateman in the Cape League before being drafted and signing. Weston thought he had strike three, but Palmer takes low for ball two. Made 20 appearances, 11 starts at Michigan last year. The righty's 2-2, and Palmer swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the slider away. And there is Weston's first strikeout with the Ironbirds. Bases empty, two out in the top of the sixth for Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos 2-for-2 tonight, has doubled and singled, has also stolen a pair of bases, and the righty's first pitch cut on and missed. It is 0-1. Final line for the starters tonight. Trace Bright goes five innings, two runs, three hits, two walks, four Ks. As De Los Santos takes down and away, it's 1-1. Bright hit a couple of batters, 68 pitches and 43 strikes. A 1-1, swing and a miss. Good off speed, down and away. Might have been the split finger. It's 1-2. Final line for Jeffrey Colon. He goes 4 1/3 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits, walked 2, struck out 3. Did hit a batter, 66 pitches, 38 strikes. Neither arm will factor into the decision. The 1-1, and rather the 1-2, cut on and missed for strike 3. Scoreboard out in left center had not updated. And Weston strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 inning to begin his South Atlantic League career. 11 pitches is all he needed. We head to the bottom of the sixth, still tied at 2. We'll get you to the Coney Convo's trivia question answer for the night when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Wilkin Ramos out for his first full inning of work. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Brooklyn and Aberdeen are tied at 2. Jackson Holliday, Dylan Beavers, Creed Willems. 3 due up in the inning for the Orioles affiliate. Holliday 0 for 2 tonight, and he fouls the first pitch he sees in the sixth back to the screen. It is 0-1. Holliday, Beavers, Willems, if anyone reaches, Bemboom, and then Welk. Take a look at our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night as Holliday pulls it on the ground at first. Coming in on it, Gill fields on the forehand and takes it to first himself. Holliday now 0-for-3 as the leadoff man sat down in the bottom of the sixth. Dylan Beavers coming to the plate 0-for-1 with a sack fly is also fouled out to third. But our trivia question tonight on this date in 1977, and in 1983, the Mets traded for and acquired, or traded away and acquired, two of the seven players that they've retired numbers for. As Beavers takes a strike, it's 0-1. The overhead wind, the 0-1. And there is a strike to Beavers. It is 0-2. So our question was, who did they trade away in 1977, and who did they acquire in 1983? Well, we had a couple of correct responses. Robert Anderson chimed in with the correct answer for 1983. As Beavers takes low, it is 1-2. And our good friend, the Wolf, David Pecoraro, nailed both correct answers. The 1-2, Beavers reaches for it and lines it foul up the first baseline. It stays at a ball and two strikes. But in 1977, on this date, the Mets traded away Tom Seaver, the Cincinnati Reds, for Pat Zachary and infielder Doug Flynn. There went number 41. Seaver would come back and pitch for the Mets again in the early 80s as Beavers swings and misses for strike 3. Fastball dripping away at 94. Second strikeout tonight for Ramos. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Two out in the sixth for Creed Willems. He struck out twice tonight, 0-for-2. Overhead windup first pitch is a curveball strike. Count runs to 0-1, but on this date in 1983, the Mets acquired Keith Hernandez from the St. Louis Cardinals for pitchers Neil Allen and Rick Owenby. This in the air to center field, and playing too deep was Palmer. Will have to play it on a bounce. Creed Willems comes away with his first base hit of the night. And Aberdeen with one on and two out in the bottom of the sixth for the big league rehabber Anthony Bemboom. Bemboom one for two with a base hit and a ground out to first. So Seaver to Cincinnati, Hernandez from St. Louis. But not only were those two players traded for and acquired, or traded away and acquired on that day, as Bemboom takes up and away for ball one. The Mets also on this date in 1977 not only traded away Tom Seaver, but traded away Dave Kingman to the California Angels for Bobby Valentine and a minor leaguer. Of course, Bobby would come back to the Mets as a coach, leading them to the 2000 National League pennant. The 1-0, and Bemboom takes high. It's two balls and no strikes. One on, two out, bottom of the sixth inning. A 2-0 outside for ball three. Tied at two, bottom of the sixth. 3-0 on Bemboom. The pitch from Ramos outside for ball four. So back-to-back two-out base runners against Wilkin. And now the left fielder, minor league rehabber Toby Welk. Welk 0 for 2 with a ground out to second and a ground out to short. That was a double play back in the second. So Ramos in trouble for the first time tonight. A look towards second for Ramos, kick and fires. And the first pitch misses up and away for ball one. And Osborne asks for time. He'll jog out to the mound to talk with Ramos, who has missed on each of his last five pitches. William Lugo, the shortstop, racing in to help translate. Welk has reached in five straight games in his rehab stint. Had a great Division III baseball career at Penn State Berks. Was D3Baseball.com's National Player of the Year in 2019. His numbers in the NEAC were video game-like. Played in 39 games for Penn State Berks, hit .483. The 1-0. And Welk swings and misses. Fastball down at 94. It's 1-1. But Welk in that senior season, 35 of his 70 hits went for extra bases. This one on the ground in the hole at short. Throw to third by Lugo will be dropped by Estep, who is racing to get back to the bag himself. And now Aberdeen has him loaded with two out in the sixth. That was really the only play Lugo could make, as his momentum carrying him to his right away from the first base bag. Estep, who ranged to his left, had to change direction, try and get back to third to field the throw from Lugo, and it just went off his glove. Did not go far enough away for Willems to make a break for the plate. We'll see how that one is scored. I imagine it'll be, wow, they gave Welk a base hit on that play. I would have imagined that would be a fielder's choice because of Lugo's throw to third base. And had the play been made cleanly, Willems would have been out to end the inning. But Welk gets credited with a single. And now the bases are loaded with two out. Won't change anything in relation to a potential earned or not earned run. But instead, bases are loaded and two out for Isaac De Leon. The 1-1 is high. Around the first pitch is high. It is 1-0. De Leon 1-for-1 tonight. Walked in the second, singled and scored the tying run an inning ago in the fifth. 1-0, and a curveball drops in for strike one. Ramos gave up an unearned run against Aberdeen. Back on May the 2nd, his only appearance against them prior to tonight. The 1-1. Fastball across at 95. And it's 1-2 on De Leon. All three runners have reached with two outs. A single by Willems, a walk to Bemboom, and an infield base hit by Toby Welk. The 1-2 pitch grounded softly to second. Coming on, Berbessi makes the throw to Gill in time, and Aberdeen leaves him loaded in the sixth. No runs, two hits, three men left. At the end of six innings of play, we are tied at two on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mateo Gill, Chase Estep, Drake Osborne. 6, 7, and 8 due up in the top half of the seventh inning. Brooklyn and Aberdeen tied at 2. Cyclones, 2 runs, 3 hits, an error. They have left 3. Aberdeen, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Gill, Estep, and Osborne, the 3 due up in the inning. Mateo 0 for 2 tonight. Struck out and flied out on a pop-up to second. Righty against righty. First pitch from Weston. And Gill looks at a strike. It's 0-1. Weston needed 11 pitches to retire Brooklyn in order back in the sixth. Out for his second inning of relief. The 0-1. Here's another strike on the outer half. It is 0-2. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard in the top half of this seventh inning. Big League club having the night off. Mets will be back in action tomorrow at home against the Cardinals. Former Cyclone Tyler McGill against Miles Michaelis. 0-2. McGill takes low, 1-2. Triple-A Syracuse, bottom of the fifth on the road against Buffalo. Blue Jays affiliate, they trail 5-0. Is that one low? It is 2-2. And actually, as we speak, Syracuse getting a two-run home run from Ronnie Mauricio. And it is now a 5-2 ball game. The 2-2 pitch. Gill lines it into left field, going back to his left. Welk reaches up and makes the over-the-shoulder grab for the first out of the seventh inning. Gill hit a rising missile line drive to left, but wasn't quite tall enough to get over the head of Welk, who makes a great running grab for the first out of the seventh. Tough break for Gill on the triple-digit line drive. One out for Chase Estep, who is 0-2. Struck out his last time up, and he watches high for ball one. David Peterson making the start at Triple-A for Syracuse tonight. 1-0 at the letters for a strike. It's 1-1. Double-A Binghamton playing a doubleheader at home against Portland. They won the opener by a final of 7-3. How about Joe Swazi First double-A home run for him. He step takes down and in for ball two. Brandon McIlwain, a two-run homer, his fifth of the year. Luis Moreno, six innings, 10 strikeouts to pick up the win. 2-1. Estep a liner. That one's going to dunk down in front of Welk for a base hit. So Chase Estep aboard for the first time tonight. And Brooklyn with one on and one out for the catcher, Drake Osborne. Osborne, 0 for 2, flied out to deep center his last time. Estep now a four-game hit streak. Game two of that doubleheader going on right now. Binghamton a 3-1 lead on the Red Sox affiliate. First pitch to Drake outside for ball one. Matt O'Neill a solo homer, his fourth. Rowdy Jordan a two-run blast, his eighth. Christian Scott celebrating his birthday today and making his double-A debut as well. The 1-0 is a fastball across for strike one. Scott so far, three innings, one run on one hit. No walks and three strikeouts in the seven-inning ball game. 1-1. Osborne pulls it into the Brooklyn third base dugout. Everybody gets out of the way. And Mateo Gill picks it up on a bounce, raises it in the air to say, hey, look what I got, and tried flipping it into the crowd but got rejected by the net and then caught it on the ricochet. So 1-2 on Osborne. Weston comes home, and Osborne chases down and away. Strike three swinging. Third strikeout tonight for the Michigan Wolverine. And two out in the seventh for Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi 0 for 1, walked and scored. Brooklyn's second run in the fifth. Single A, St. Lucie playing in Palm Beach tonight. They have a 5-4 lead in the top half of the seventh inning. Karel Paz, a 3-RBI night. First pitch to Berbessi, misses down by the laces. It's one ball and no strikes. Everything else in the organization today, complex ball, Dominican Summer League, the Mets blue team, lost at home to the Rays, 10-4, as Berbessi takes low. It's two balls and no strikes. The Mets' orange team in the Dominican fell in seven innings on the road to the Cubs' red team, 7-6 in walk-off fashion. The 2-0. Berbessi looks out to strike. It's 2-1. Arnaldo Montaño in a solo home run, his first of the year for the Mets Orange Club. Throwback to first, and Estep dives back. One on, two out, top of the seventh. We're tied at two. Florida Complex League team beat the Astros in Port St. Lucie today, 8-7. Pitch to Berbessi, a fastball inside. And he's ahead of the count, 3-1, with Alex Ramirez waiting on deck. Estep takes his lead. The 3-1. And Berbessi sends it skyward to the roof of the luxury level along the third baseline. It's full 3-2. Aberdeen will have 8-9-1 due up in the bottom of the seventh against Wilkin Ramos. The pitch. And Berbessi takes low and inside for ball four. So Cesar works yet another walk. He's on base for the second time tonight. And Brooklyn with two on and two out in the seventh for the top of the order in Alex Ramirez. Ramirez 1-for-2 has walked and singled to right. That brought in Brooklyn's second run in the fifth inning. Looking for another base hit here. That would give the Cyclones the lead again. Snapped an 0-for-17 stretch at the plate in his last at-bat. And the first pitch to Rami is a breaking ball on the outer edge. It is 0-1. Weston, fastball slider, and also tosses a split finger. The 0-1. And Ramirez taps it off the end of the bat to first. Picked up by Willems. And he'll slide to his left to step on the first base bag to end the inning. So Brooklyn threatens, but strands a pair on one hit. Time to get up and stretch here from Leidos Field and Ripken Stadium. Brooklyn 2, Aberdeen 2. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Wilkin Ramos back out for his second full inning of relief. Tied at two, bottom of the seventh inning. Costas, Valdez, and Wagner. 8-9-1 due up for the Ironbirds in the inning. Another nail-biter in this series. Aberdeen won on a walk-off on Tuesday night. Brooklyn stranded the tying and winning runs on in a one-run win last night. As Costas, a check swing foul ball behind the plate. And he's behind 0-1 to start the seventh. Costas 1-for-2 today. Singled his last time up in the fifth, has also grounded out to third in the second. The 0-1, this a soft roller back to the mound, fielded by Ramos, third base side of the hill, and makes the easy toss on to Gill. One out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now it is Luis Valdez. Hit by a pitch, grounded into an RBI fielder's choice that tied the game in the fifth. He is 0-for-1. Take a look around Major League Baseball in the bottom of this seventh inning. First pitch to Luis. It is a fastball high. It is 1-0. Abbreviated schedule on a getaway day Thursday. Orioles won this afternoon at Camden Yards 4-2, the 1-0. Valdez takes outside for ball two. Adley Rutschman, Austin Hayes with solo homers, ninth and eighth of the year respectively. Danny Jansen had a two-home run game for Toronto. Valdez slashes one to the concourse. Third base way, it's 2-1. Seventh and eighth home runs of the year for Jansen. The 2-1, and Valdez flat-footed. Can't hit the heater at 93, it's 2-2. Rays beat the A's 4-3 in Oakland. Manuel Margot and Luke Raley with home runs for Tampa. Margot is third. Raley, the go-ahead solo shot in the eighth, is 12th. The 2-2 up and away. It's a full count. Phillies won their series finale in Arizona 5-4 over the Diamondbacks. The payoff. And Valdez lines it in the air to left. Over to his left goes Ramirez. And he'll make the grab for the second out. Valdez hit it well, but Ramirez positioned perfectly to make the running grab. Two out in the inning. Sets up Max Wagner in the top of the Aberdeen lineup. Wagner 0-for-2 tonight. Has walked and stolen a base. Scored a run. Has also grounded into a fielder's choice and struck out. This a jam shot ground ball, first base side, picked up by Gill, shovels to Ramos over to cover, and Wilkin has a painless 1-2-3 bottom half of the seventh inning, needed just nine pitches to retire the side in order. We move to the eighth inning. Business end of this ball game, still even at two aside. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
Top of the eighth inning, Kevin Parado, William Lugo, Jalen Palmer. Three due up in the frame for the Cyclones. Cameron Weston back out for a third inning of work tonight. 32 pitches through two scoreless frames to this point. Parado 0 for 2 was robbed of an opposite field home run his last time up. And he swings the first pitch, bounces it on the ground to third. Fielded by De Leon in a strong play across the diamond. One pitch and one out in the top half of the eighth inning. Sends up William Lugo, 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch. First pitch to William, and Weston misses the outside edge. It is 1-0. The 1-0, Lugo rips this one into left field, racing into his right. Welk dives headlong and makes another great grab for the second out. That ball hung up just long enough for Welk to get underneath it on the headlong dive. And Lugo robbed of a base hit and potentially extra bases for the second out of the eighth inning. Now it is Jalen Palmer, who is 0 for 3. Couple of strikeouts. And he takes one at the knees. It's 0-1. Righty from the windup. The 0-1. Jalen takes outside and low. It's 1-1. Kicks and fires. And Palmer swings and misses at the off-speed, down and away. And the count is 1-2. Bases empty, two out, top half of the eighth inning. The 1-2 pitch, and Palmer takes up and away. It's two balls and two strikes. As Palmer swings and misses for strike three on the off-speed, down and away. And Weston retires the side in order in the top half of the eighth on eight pitches. We move to the bottom of the eighth. 2-3-4 due up for Aberdeen. We're tied at two on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Wilkin Ramos out for a third inning of relief. Jackson Holliday, Dylan Beavers, Creed Willems. 2-3 and 4 due up for the Orioles affiliate. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 4 hits, an error. They have left 5. Aberdeen, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 5 as well. Holliday, 0-3 tonight. Rounded out to first in his last trip. That was back in the 6th. First pitch, the lefty batter. And the 19-year-old looks at a called strike one. Continuing our look around the majors, Phillies beat the Diamondbacks today 5-4. The 0-1. Curveball across for a strike. It's 0-2. Bryson Stott hit his 7th home run of the year, a solo shot for the Phils. Ketel Marte, a 3-run homer, his 10th for Arizona. As Holliday takes up and away. It's 1-2. Everything else in the big leagues in progress or yet to get underway. The 1-2. Curveball on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. Holliday down on strikes for the second time tonight. And for Ramos, that is his 3rd punch out. A painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Base is empty and one out for Dylan Beavers. Had a sac fly in the first. Struck out his last time. And he rolls this one on the ground to second. Backhanded by Verbesi to his right. Throw to first on a bounce in time to get the hustling Beavers for the second out. Another strong defensive play by Cesar Verbesi at second base. Made a couple of great plays on Sunday's win against Greenville. And makes another one to rob Beavers of a base hit with one out in the 8th. First pitch to Creed Willems, and he takes high for ball one. Willems 1-3. Single to center, was stranded at third in the 6th. 1-0, and Willems fouls it off his back foot. It is 1-1. Tigers leading the Twins 5-4 in the top of the 7th. Javi Baez, a 2-RBI game for Detroit. Donovan Solano, a 3-run home run, is 2nd for the Twins. The 1-1, Willems checked his swing but went around. Says the home plate umpire. It is 1-2. Bottom of the 5th in Atlanta. Braves doubling up the Rockies 6-3 as Willems lashes that one up towards the luxury level. Third base way. It's still a ball and 2 strikes. Elias Diaz, his 7th home run for Colorado. Wilfredo Tovar, his 6th. 1-2. Curveball low. And it's even 2-2. Ozzie Albies with 3 RBIs tonight for the Braves. A.J. Smith-Shawver still chucking for Atlanta. 2-2 in the dirt. And it's full 3-2 on Willems. Anthony Bemboom, big league rehabbing catcher, waiting on deck. Payoff offering. And Willems fights it off the hands to stay alive. Bottom of the 3rd in Chicago. Pirates a 2-0 lead on the Cubs. Johan Oviedo against Marcus Stroman. Another 3-2. And this time a fastball clips the inside corner. Strike 3 looking. Wilkin Ramos 4 strikeouts through 3 and a 3rd shutout innings of relief tonight. as he retires 2-3-4 in the Aberdeen order, in order on 13 pitches. We move to the ninth. Another game going to be decided in a team's final at bat. Brooklyn 2, Aberdeen 2. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the ninth inning. This pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Log on to BaikalAutoMall.com or visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Right-hander Reese Sharp, third different pitcher used by Roberto Mercado tonight. Cameron Weston's day done after 3 innings. Omar De Los Santos leads off the ninth by taking outside. 4-1. Omar followed by Gil and Estep. The righty's 1-0. And De Los Santos, a home run hack, comes up empty. It is 1-1. Sharp standing at 6'3", 220 pounds, will turn 23 in August from Noblesville, Indiana. The 1-1, bouncing in the lefty box, it's 2-1. Was the Orioles' 20th round pick last year out of the University of Indiana. Works on the third base side of the hill. His 2-1 pitch, and De Los Santos sends it a mile high left side of the infield. Onto the outfield turf is Holiday, and the shortstop makes the catch for the first out of the ninth. So De Los Santos now 2-for-4. Sends up Mateo Gil, was robbed of a base hit on a great running grab by Welkin left during his last trip in the seventh. But Sharp making his fifth appearance with Aberdeen, 1-0 at 2.25 ERA. As Gill fouls it away, it's 0-1. 5 hits in 8 innings, 7 walks, 9 strikeouts, a 1.79 opponent average. Had a 1.13 ERA and 9 appearances at Single-A Delmarva. The 0-1, and Gill pops it straight back towards us. Will it make it to our booth? Actually bends right off the window to my left. I unfortunately do not have long enough arms to make a play on that baseball. And the count 0-2 on Mateo. Sharp picked up the win on Sunday against Asheville when an inning and a third scoreless, has not allowed a run in each of his last 3 appearances spanning over 5 2/3 innings. The 0-2, breaking ball high 1-2. Sharp pitch for the Bourne Braves in the Cape Cod League before being drafted and signing with the Orioles last year. The 1-2 and a fastball cut on and missed for strike 3. 93 up by the shoulders, and Sharp has his first strikeout of the night. 2 down in the ninth inning for Chase Estep. Estep 1-for-3, laced a single to left in his last at-bat. He's the last Cyclone to pick up a base hit. Ironically, Reese Sharp, his high school baseball coach at Indiana University High School. Estep takes a strike, it's 0-1. His head coach in high school, Chris Easton. The 0-1, and Easton hits one in the air right field. Out the second baseman in the right fielder, Beavers. And Beavers will make the running grab for the final out of the inning. Chris, if my memory is correct, is Chase's uncle, who also played at the University of Kentucky alongside Chase's father, Chad. So connections between Aberdeen and Brooklyn here tonight. We move to the bottom of the ninth inning. Aberdeen trying to walk it off for the second time in this series. Brooklyn trying to force extra innings. We're tied at two here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On to make his second appearance in the series is the right-hander Paul Gervais. Gervais, 6'10", 240 pounds, 23 years old from Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. Mets 12th round pick last year out of LSU. Gervais making his 16th appearance, 1-2, a 1.4 ERA. Has one save, 13 hits in 25 and two-thirds, 23 walks, 38 strikeouts. Anthony Bemboom to lead it off. The Major League rehabber takes a fastball at the knees. 93-mile-an-hour heater, it's 0-1. Bemboom walked, stranded at second in the sixth, has also singled and grounded out to first. The 0-1. And a fastball hits the top of the zone at 94. It's 0-2. Gervais on Tuesday night threw a scoreless inning. Two hits, a walk, two strikeouts through 31 pitches. That's why he did not get a second frame of relief. The 0-2. Fastball high. It's 1-2. Gervais' only save this season came against Aberdeen back on May the 3rd on Coney Island. One-two offering. Bemboom takes the slider down. It's even, two balls and two strikes. Final lines. Wilkin Ramos, 3 2/3 shutout innings. Two hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. 48 pitches, 31 strikes. His ERA down to 1.67. The 2-2. Bemboom fights it off the hands to stay alive. Back in towards the seats. Cameron Weston, three shutout innings in his Aberdeen debut. One hit, a walk. He struck out four. He threw 40 pitches and 24 strikes. Neither will factor into tonight's decision. Just past the top of the 9 o'clock hour, the 2-2. And Bemboom dribbles it behind the dish to stay alive. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game four in this set tomorrow night. Should be a great pitching matchup, Tyler Stewart against Ryan Long. Another 2-2, and this time Bemboom strikes out swinging. Couldn't get around on 93, And Gervais strikes out the big leaguer to start the bottom of the ninth inning. Here is Toby Welk, 1-for-3. Infield base hit to third, his last time up in the sixth. Righty against righty, first pitch from Gervais as a slider away for ball one. Continuing and wrapping up our look around the majors tonight, Rangers leading the Angels 2-1 in the bottom of the third. Chad Wallach is solo homer, is sixth for the Halos. The 1-0 just misses the outside half. Good spot from Gervais, but he trails Welk 2-0. Nathan Eovaldi against Shohei Ohtani tonight in Arlington. Top of the fourth in Houston. Astros and Nationals are scoreless, the 2-0. And Welk off the end of the bat, first base side, giving a look. Gill on the warning track. This will land on the breezeway between the upper and lower seating bowls. It is 2-1. Mackenzie Gore for the Nationals, Christian Javier for the Astros tonight. Top of the second in San Diego, Cleveland leading the Padres 5-3. David Fry with a home run, a three-run shot, the first of his major league career for Cleveland. The 2-1 inside with a fastball, three balls and one strike. Manny Machado, a three-run homer for San Diego, his eighth. Blake Tidwell's old high school teammate Ryan Weathers for San Diego, Logan Allen for Cleveland. The 3-1, and Welk swings through a high heater. It's full 3-2. Only other game that has not started tonight is in L.A., Dodgers and White Sox at 10-10. It'll be Michael Grove against Dylan Cease. That's your look around the big leagues on this Wednesday, or rather Thursday night. Payoff pitch, and the breaking ball misses down and away for ball four. Gervais pats his mitt in frustration. And Welk aboard with a one-out walk in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now it's Isaac De Leon. Walked and singled tonight. He's also grounded out to second. Once again, Aberdeen's going to bring on a pinch runner. Roberto Mercado loves his pinch runners. We saw that on Tuesday night. Called for three straight pinch runners. The runners reaching in that frame. And it'll be Frederick Bencosme who will come on to run at first base for Welk. So Bencosme now represents the winning run at first base, with De Leon at the plate. Bencosme, 9-for-10 on stolen base attempts this year. Righty's first pitch, and a fastball to De Leon is over for strike one. Brooklyn 2, Aberdeen 2. One on, one out, bottom of the ninth inning. Ironbirds trying to walk it off for the second time in this series. Brooklyn trying to force extras, the 0-1. And another fastball pounded by the barrel of De Leon. Gervais quickly ahead 0-2. Maxwell Costas, the DH, on deck. The 0-2, way outside. Hauled in by Osborne, keeps the runner where he is at first. 1-2. Sounds of cowbells echoing out throughout the ballpark as time called at home by the batter, De Leon. Aberdeen won the opener 8-7. Brooklyn won game two last night 5-4. Throw back to first, low, but dug out on the backhand by Gill. And Bencosme dives in safely. Back leg bent, front leg straight for Gervais, the 1-2. Missing down and away. And it's two balls and two strikes. Couldn't get De Leon to bite on the sweeping breaking ball. Gervais Fiddles with the ball behind his back as he gets the sign. Long brown hair flowing out the back of his navy cap. Runner goes, pitch high. Throw down by Osborne. The tag by Berbessi, not in time. Took a little bit of a higher bounce on the throw down than he expected. Had to adjust, and that was enough space for Benkosme to slide in under the tag as De Leon has worked the count full from 0-2. Benkosme is 10th stolen base, and now the winning run in scoring position. Big lead at second. The payoff. Check swing. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not, says the base umpire Bush, and De Leon works a walk. Back-to-back, one out, free passes. And Aberdeen with two on and one out in the ninth for Maxwell Costas as Osborne out to the mound to have a talk. Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, out to have a discussion as well. It has been a year of nail-biting games for Brooklyn. This just their 59th game of the season. When you look at the numbers so far this year for the Cyclones, it's rather astounding. 12 of 58 games coming into tonight have been decided in walk-off fashion. 7 against, 5 for Brooklyn. That is just under 21% of all games. And then if you expand that further to games decided by one run, that is 22 of 58 games. That is right underneath 38% at 37.9. Well, if you don't think this Cyclones team is competitive despite being 8 games under 500, those numbers will tell you otherwise. There have been a lot of frustrating nights for Brooklyn at the end of ball games. Looking for Gervais to make some big pitches to get to extras tonight. Costas 1-for-3 with a base hit. And he looks at a first pitch fastball up and away at 93. And the count 1-0. Quarter past 9 in the East. Benkosme the winning run at second. De Leon the runner at first. His run doesn't mean a whole lot. Actually, it is Judd Fabian who has grabbed a bat and is hitting for Costas. And he takes low. It is 2-0. So Mercado loving to use his bench in these kinds of spots. The 2-0. And Fabian off the end of the bat, first base way out of play. And the count 2-1. I don't know if I've ever seen a minor league manager be as aggressive to win games in late game situations than Mercado of Aberdeen. Fabian was 1-for-5 last night, hitting at 296, 9 home runs, and 43 RBIs. And a kick and a look of the runner back to second by Gervais. Then Cosme, the pitch runner at second. De Leon at first, the pinch hitter Fabian at the plate. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Ripped the fastball by him, and it's 2-2. These two faced off against one another in the SEC. Fabian out of Florida, Gervais out of LSU. The 2-2 offering. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike three called. A great spot by Gervais as he battles back from behind at 2-0 to strike out the pinch hitter Fabian. Two out in the ninth inning for Luis Valdez. And painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for here is Luis Valdez, and the first pitch to him down and in, 4-1. But you can visit Lock and Solo Paints in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Third baseman Estep playing in front of the bag and off the line. Shortstop Lugo holds on. Benkosme at second, the 1-0, and Valdez Flares it down the left field line towards the seats. And it's out of play, 1-1. Should we get to a top half of the 10th inning, it would be Estep the auto runner with Osborne, Berbessi, and Ramirez to follow. Gervais again, a kick of the leg, and looking Ben Cosme back to second, keeping him honest. Righty at the belt. Here's Gervais's 1-1. And Valdez takes a fastball. Inside half, it's 1-2. Time called at home by Valdez. Then Cosme at second, De Leon at first. Tied at two. A 1-2 to Valdez. Swing and a miss. Got him. A pump of the fist into his mitt from Gervais as he strands the winning run at second. And for the 11th time this year, we are going to extra innings, this time on a Thursday night in Aberdeen, Maryland. No runs, no hits, two men left on walks. To the 10th inning we go, tied at two on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
A multitude of changes for Aberdeen before we start the top of the 10th inning. Drake Osborne, the batter. Chase Estep, the auto runner at second base. Reese Sharp back out to work. And the first pitch of the 10th inning is fouled back. It is 0-1. So with all the pinch hitters and pinch runners in the bottom of the 9th inning, we have quite a few changes to update you on. The 0-1 to Drake. Foul over our heads out of the stadium. It's 0-2. Isaac De Leon has moved from first base to left field. Max Wagner has moved from second base to third base. Creed Willems has shuffled from first base to catcher. Anthony Bemboom's day is done. The 0-2. And Osborne sends the breaking pitch towards the first base seats. We'll do it again. Frederick Bencosme, who came on as a pinch runner, has taken over at second base. He's in the sixth spot in the order. Jacob Teeter has come on for Bemboom. He is at first base in the five spot in the lineup. The 0-2. At the knee, strike three called. Osborne knew it. He's down looking. Second strikeout tonight for Sharp. One out in the top of the 10th for Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi 0-for-1 with a pair of walks tonight. Came home to score Brooklyn's most recent run on the Ramirez base hit in the fifth. Estep at second with one out. Tied at two. A look towards second, sharp offers. Berbessi line drive left center field on the move to his left. De Leon, it's over his head and will roll all the way to the wall. Estep scores to give Brooklyn the lead. Berbessi on his way to third. He'll slide in head first with an RBI triple. Cesar Berbessi delivers again, and Brooklyn has a 3-2 10th inning lead. De Leon just moved from first base to left field. It's a position he's not all that familiar with. Has only made a handful of appearances there in his professional career. And Berbessi sending a rising line drive over his glove. And he has an RBI three-bagger to put Brooklyn back in front. And now it's Alex Ramirez with the infield in. Takes down and away for ball one. For Berbessi, his second triple of the year. A 1-0. Up and away for ball two. Second triple of the year, his ninth RBI. And Berbessi continuing to flourish at the plate. The 1-1. Ramirez could not hold up. It's actually 2-1. Scoreboard out in left center was off. Infield in all around for Aberdeen, trying to cut off an insurance run. The 2-1. Ramirez a high pop. Back and out of play. It is 2-2. The righty's 2-2 pitch, and Ramirez takes down and away. It's a full count. Looking ahead to the bottom of the 10th inning. Valdez will be the auto runner with Wagner, Holiday, and Beavers due up. Top of the lineup. Payoff. Ramirez takes it outside for ball four. So Alex on base for the third time tonight. And Brooklyn with men at the corners and one out in the top of the 10th inning for Kevin Parada. Creed Willems out to the mound to have a talk with the right-hander. Pitching coach Miney will join the discussion as well. But Cesar Berbessi, a big go-ahead RBI triple. Brooklyn looking to add more to their lead. So men at the corners and one out for Kevin Parada. Parada 0-3 tonight, has been hit by a pitch and scored Brooklyn's first run in the fourth. Has also been robbed of a home run tonight. That was back in the fifth inning. Rounded out to third in his last plate appearance in the eighth. Berbessi at third. Ramirez at first with one out. Sharp kicks and deals, and Parada takes it for a strike at the letters. It's 0-1. The 0-1 offering, and Parada late on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-2. William Lugo, the shortstop, waits on deck. Action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Jace Beck is up. He will likely pitch the bottom of the 10th inning. The 0-2. And Parada grabs a piece to stay alive. Beck celebrating his 23rd birthday yesterday. Happy belated birthday to Jace. And a birthday spread of Chick-fil-A after the game last night. The 0-2, Parada hammers it back, but a foul ball. And it'll stay at 0-2 on the Brooklyn DH. Urbesi at third, Ramirez at first. The 0-2, and Parada swings and misses strike three. Pulled the string on him down and away. First time Parada has struck out tonight. For Sharp, that his third K. And there are two out now in the 10th for William Lugo. Lugo 0 for 3, hit by a pitch and scored in the fourth. Lined out to left on a great diving catch by Toby Welk in the eighth. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the east. Brooklyn a 3-2 advantage in the top of the 10th. The first toss to Lugo. Fastball atop the zone for strike one. The 0-1 runner goes from first. Lugo puts it in the air. Shallow left center field. Coming on Valdez. Dives headlong to his right and makes a stupendous catch to rob Lugo of an insurance RBI base hit. Luis Valdez, oh my goodness, what a catch. That certainly sports center quality to rob Lugo and Brooklyn of Moore in the 10th. But the Cyclones take the lead on the RBI triple by Berbessi. Jay Speck coming on to try and slam the door shut. Wagner, Holiday, Beavers, the three-hill face. With the auto runner at second, Valdez. 3-2 Brooklyn heading to the home 10th on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
This pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Jay Speck, the belated birthday boy, on to face the top of Aberdeen's lineup, Wagner, Holiday, and Beavers. Valdez, the speedster, the auto runner at second base, who just made a potential game-saving catch out in center. Wagner is 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored tonight. And the first pitch at the bottom of the 10th by Beck, a fastball inside. It's 1-0. Beck, 6'9", at 230 pounds out of Tuttle, Oklahoma. 23 years old as of yesterday. Making his 15th appearance, 3-3, a 4.02 ERA. His 1-0, fastball high for ball two. Beck, 13 hits in 15 and two-thirds innings, 19 walks, 35 strikeouts, a 2.17 opponent average. Gave up the walk-off wild pitch on Tuesday night. A kick and a look at the runner back to second. Did pick up a win against Aberdeen at home on May the 3rd. Fastball slider. And also funnel a splitter in there. The 2-0. And Wagner looks at a strike. It is 2-1. Final line for Paul Gervais goes an inning. No runs, no hits, walk two, struck out three. 28 pitches and 15 strikes. The 2-1. Breaking ball inside. And it's 3-1 on Wagner. Beck has been a great strikeout pitcher so far this year. But with those strikeouts have come a fair share of walks. A strikeout rate just below 44%. But a walk rate just under 24%. The 3-1 is low ball four. And Wagner works a walk to begin the bottom of the 10th inning. So the winning run is on for Aberdeen with nobody out in the bottom of the 10th. And now it is the shortstop, Jackson Holliday. Holliday had the game tying base hit against Beck on Tuesday night. But he is 0 for 4 this evening with a pair of strikeouts. Estep preparing for a potential bunt. Holliday doesn't show bunt and takes low. It's 1-0, and Osborne will head out to the mound to talk with Jace. Brooklyn took the lead in the top of the 10th inning on Cesar Berbessi's RBI triple to left center. During the mound visit, Valdez coming over to talk with his third base coach, Roberto Mercado. And as Osborne returns to the plate, Valdez jogs back to second. The tall right-hander looks towards the bag at second. Now comes home with a 1-0. And a fastball doesn't get the call on the outside edge. It's two balls and no strikes. As Beck lifts his front leg, and looks the runner Valdez back to second base. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen 2. Two on, nobody out, bottom of the 10th inning. The 2-0, and Holliday takes the fastball down for ball three. Chorus of cowbells ringing out here at Leidos Field. 3-0. And Holliday takes a strike, thought he had ball four. But it hits the zone down and away, it's 3-1. Dylan Beavers, who has an RBI tonight, waiting on deck. The 3-1. Holliday fouls it out of play over the third base concourse. And from 3-0 to full at 3-2. Beck, former 22nd round pick of the Mets out of Blanchard High School in Oklahoma. Holliday, also an Oklahoma native as well. The payoff for Beck. Fastball, high ball, four, and they're loaded. So back-to-back walk start the bottom of the 10th inning. Auto runner over to third with the tying run. Wagner at second with the winning run. And Chris Newell out of the third base dugout. To come have a talk with Beck. Doesn't appear to be anybody throwing in Brooklyn's left field bullpen, so they will sink or swim with Beck on the hill tonight. Dylan Beaver is the batter. Sack fly to left in the opening inning. Since then, a foul out to third, a strikeout, and a ground ball to second base. 0 for 3 tonight. For the supplemental first-round pick out of Cal, but if it wasn't for his leaping grab on a home run bid by Kevin Parada in the sixth inning, this game might already be over. Would have made it a 4-1 contest, but instead Beavers kept it in the ballpark, and we were tied at two entering the 10th. Base is loaded, nobody out. Here's the first pitch to Beavers. This line in the air to left. Coming on, making the catch, Ramirez, and bluffing a tag is Valdez after he was thrown out by Ramirez trying to advance to third on a base hit last night. So exactly what Brooklyn needed in that spot, a shallow fly ball. One out in the 10th inning brings up Creed Willems. And now a ground ball in the infield could potentially end it on a double play. Willems singled his center in the sixth, struck out looking in his last at-bat in the eighth. Outside of that single, has struck out three times tonight. Valdez at third, Wagner at second. Holiday doesn't mean a whole lot over at first base. Righty's first pitch. Willems a ground ball past the diving glove of Estep, or rather Gillen a right field, a base hit. One run scores to tie the game. The throw to the plate by De Los Santos, not in time. And for the second time in 3 days, Aberdeen has a walk-off winner. Creed Willems, the game-winning two-run base hit to right. Your final score in 10 this evening. The Aberdeen Ironbirds 4 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 3. As Aberdeen hands Brooklyn their eighth walk-off defeat of the season. Hard to believe, but 13 of Brooklyn's 59 games this year have ended in that fashion. Another gut-wrencher tonight here in the All-America City. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Aberdeen 4, Brooklyn 3, our final. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, after Brooklyn took the lead in the top of the 10th, Aberdeen comes away with a two-run walk-off single in the bottom of the 10th inning as they win it tonight by a final of 4-3. Both their wins in this set have been in walk-off fashion. All three games have been decided by one run. I mean, it has been rather incredible. 13 of Brooklyn's 59 games now this year have been decided in walk-offs. That is 22%. And now 23 of 59 games have been determined by one run or fewer. That is just a hair under 39%. That is just unbelievable how many types of games like this we have seen so far in 2023. But unfortunately for the Cyclones tonight, they come up a run shy on the ledger. Brooklyn with the loss, dropping to 25-34. Aberdeen back over 500 with the win at 30-29. Let's take you through the game that was tonight. Jeffrey Colon against Trace Bright at the start. Aberdeen struck first, though. Scoreless game, bottom of the opening inning. Max Wagner walked. He stole second base, advanced to third on an errant throw down at 2 second. After Jackson Holiday struck out, Dylan Beavers' sack fly to left brought him in, and Aberdeen had a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way until top half of the fourth inning. That's when Brooklyn was able to tie the game. Kevin Parada was hit by a pitch, and then William Lugo was hit on the second pitch he saw. So 2-1, nobody out. After Jalen Palmer struck out looking, Omar De Los Santos looped a single in a center. Parada was thrown out trying to score from second, 8-2. Lugo went first to third, and so it was still a 1-0 Aberdeen lead. However, though, during that inning, after the out at the plate, Mateo Gill was at the dish with two out in the frame when Brooklyn decided to use their speed to get on the scoreboard. The corners, two down for Mateo Gill. Struck out his first time, runner goes. Throw down to second, not in time, runner in motion. And stealing home is William Lugo. I don't know if they forgot about Lugo at third base. Bemboom threw all the way down to try and get De Los Santos. And Wagner didn't even try and make a play to the plate. That double steal of home tied the game at one. Brooklyn, though, grabbed the lead in the top half of the fifth inning. Where the base is empty and two out, Cesar Berbessi coaxed a walk, stole second base, and then Alex Ramirez roped a single through the right side, gave Brooklyn a 2-1 lead, but it did not last very long. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Isaac De Leon reached on a leadoff infield single, moved to third on a base hit up the middle by Maxwell Costas. Luis Valdez then grounded into a fielder's choice 4-6. That erased Costas at second. De Leon scored and tied the game at two. Remained a two-all game until the top half of the 10th inning. After Drake Osborne struck out to lead off the frame, Chase Estep was the auto runner at second, and then Cesar Berbessi on the first pitch he saw hammered a rising line drive over the left fielder's head for an RBI triple. That gave Brooklyn a 3-2 lead. That RBI three-base hit by Berbessi, our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Hal's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. But after Alex Ramirez walked, Brooklyn unable to add insurance. Kevin Parada struck out, and then Luis Valdez made an incredible diving catch to rob Lugo of a base hit and an RBI. So remained a 3-2 game going to the bottom of the 10th inning. But with Luis Valdez as the auto runner at second, Max Wagner and Jackson Holiday each walked to begin the bottom of the 10th inning after Dylan Beavers flied out to shallow left on the first pitch he saw. Creed Willems attacked the first pitch and grounded a base hit past the diving glove of Mateo Gill at first. De Los Santos' throw to the plate not in time as Wagner scored from second with the winning run as Aberdeen wins it tonight by a final of 4-3. Winning pitcher is Reese Sharp. He improves to 2-0. Gave up one unearned run on one hit in two innings. Walked one and struck out three. Losing pitcher Jay Speck. He drops to 3-4. Gave up two runs, one earned on one hit in a third of an inning. Walked two. Did not register a strikeout. Final line score, Brooklyn 3 runs, 5 hits, an error. They left 7. Aberdeen 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 9. Ironically enough, the only extra inning game in the series is our shortest contest so far this week. 2 hours and 34 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,443 tonight in Aberdeen. Taking a look across the South Atlantic League on this Thursday night, a 1:45 in the East. Let you know what's going on across the SAL. One other final score in Wilmington. Jersey Shore beats the Blue Rocks 8-5. Blue Claws rallying from five runs down to win that ball game. A six-run top of the fifth. The difference there. Other final also in 10 innings. Greensboro defeats Greenville at 6-5. Greenville tied it in the bottom of the ninth. Greensboro winning it in the 10th on a Sean Ross RBI. Double. Everything else in the league still in progress. Asheville up on Winston-Salem 16-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Asheville scored five in the first, six in the second in that contest. Bottom of the eighth, Hickory tripling up Bowling Green at 9-3. A multi-home run game for Alejandro Osuna of the Crawdads. And they are in the top of the 10th in Hudson Valley. Renegades and Braves are tied at four. Rome scoring three times in the top of the ninth to tie the game. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard today, Mets had the night off. Triple-A Syracuse falling on the road to Buffalo. Blue Jays affiliate 7-4. Ronnie Mauricio homer twice, making his first career start in left field. Tomas Nito hit a home run, his first at the Triple-A level this season. Double-A Binghamton sweeps a doubleheader from Portland. They win game one 7-3. Joe Swazi, Brandon McIlwain went deep. They won the nightcap in 7-3-2. Matt O'Neill, Rowdy Jordan with home runs there. Single A, St. Lucie holds off Palm Beach 8-7. They win it with a three-run top half of the eighth inning. All that on a three-run Junior Tillian home run, his sixth of the year. Dominican Summer League, Mets Blue falling to the Rays at home 10-4. Mets Orange falling on the road to the Cubs Red 7-6 as the FCL Mets in Florida beating the Astros in Port St. Lucie 8-7. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say so long, Orioles double up the Blue Jays 4-2 this afternoon. Rays win the series finale in Oakland 4-3. Phillies over the Diamondbacks 5-4. It was the Tigers over the Twins 8-4. End of the eighth in Atlanta. Braves leading the Rockies 8-3. It's the Cubs 4 and the Pirates 2. Bottom of the fifth at Wrigley, heading to the bottom of the sixth in Arlington. Rangers and Angels are tied at 2. Bottom six in Houston, Astros and Nationals are scoreless. Christian Javier against Mackenzie Gore. Top of the fourth in San Diego, Guardians leading the Padres 6-5, and they are going to get underway in about 20 minutes or so from Dodgers Stadium. Dodgers and White Sox, Michael Grove against Dylan Cease. Our series continues tomorrow night, another 7:05 scheduled first pitch. Our coverage will begin 15 minutes prior at 6:50 Eastern Time. It'll be the newly christened number 18 prospect in the Mets organization, at Tyler Stewart, 1-0 with a minor league baseball leading 1.47 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Ryan Long, who pitched for Team Great Britain in the World of Baseball Classic, 3-3, a 2.38 ERA. Again, our coverage starting at 6:50 Eastern, leading up to the 7:05 scheduled first pitch tomorrow night right here from Leidos Field and Ripken Stadium. That'll do it for us this evening as Aberdeen walks it off in 10 by a final of 4-3. For our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, our general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Leidos Field and Ripken Stadium. Again, your final tally in 10, Aberdeen 4 and Brooklyn 3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night at 6:50 for the pregame show. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening, everybody. So long from Maryland.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.